The turbo lift door opened, and Raynar Thule stepped out into the passageway. He saw an apprentice, lightsaber glowing blue in his hand, facing down a side corridor. Down the main corridor, Jaina Solo was squared off against three Mandos, one of them flying. Correction, four Mandos. Another one, casting off ruins of a net, charged out through a hole that used to be a doorway. Raynar strode forward, told the apprentice, "I'll take this," and turned toward the apprentice's subject of attention. Subjects. Five more Mandos moving forward through the ruins of some furniture and what once had been sections of wall. They hesitated when they saw him. For once, people seeing him were not hesitating in the face of his well-healed yet widespread burn scars, but because he was a more formidable enemy than they'd expected to confront. He ignited his lightsaber and pointed it at them. "I am Jedi Thule," he told them. "I have not fought for real in many years. I should be a pushover. Come get me." They fired blaster rifles, mini rockets, a flamethrower. It was a coordinated attack, each firing to cover a different portion of the hallway, the gout of flame straight down the middle. But Raynar had used the moments of his speech to begin some force trickery. Grabbing at a panel of durasteel wall knocked free by the explosions that had put the Mando's entry holes into the wall. As they fired, he yanked the panel and held it floating before them. He knew the panel wouldn't last a second against their barrage, knew that it wasn't close enough to them to reflect the concussive force back toward them. But in much less than a second, he ran forward and left. Fire hit the panel, and smoke roiled up from the point of impact. Mini rockets hit it, blew it to shrapnel, and added their own smoke to the visual confusion. Raynar sailed past, above the smoke cloud, using it as cover, executing one lazy flip as he went, and landed behind the two rearmost Mandos. As their sightline cleared, they saw what Raynar saw, the young apprentice still barring their way, once again alone. They exchanged glances, were probably exchanging comm traffic as well. With his free hand, Raynar grabbed the arm of one of the two rearmost Mandos, a female with a mini rocket launcher. Before she knew he was there, before she could tense and pull away from him, he aimed her arm at two of her comrades and triggered the weapon. Mini rockets emerged, traveled a few meters, and slammed into a Beskar breastplate and a rocket pack. The detonation of the rocket pack dwarfed those of the mini rockets. Raynar was staggered back by its force and felt bits of shrapnel cut into his face, chest, and arms. Felt himself battered by an unhealthy amount of heat. Pity. More work for the plastic surgeons. He shook his head, clearing his vision. All five of his opponents were down, but three were moving, rising to their feet and assuming defensive positions. He stepped forward and swung, cutting through a blaster rifle before it could draw a bead on him. A line wrapped around his ankle. The commando who had launched it yanked, pulling him off balance. His free arm flailed around, and his attacker's crush gaunt caught it and squeezed. Raynar felt and heard his left arm break above the elbow. The jolt of pain was almost enough to cause him to black out. He swung his lightsaber, glanced it off his attacker's upraised forearm, and brought it down to cut through the line that gripped him. But that Mando still had a hand on Raynar's broken arm.